Also, Robert Solace, folks.
Robert Solace. The guy who thinks the coach of the Titans is named Robert Solace. I'm running Dayball and taking solace in that fact.
Guy watching Quantum of Solace. When does he show up in this movie?
You know the guy. You know the guy from Quantum of Solace, Robert Solace.
Robert Solace
brings up a picture of the Tennessee Titans football coach.
No, guy who thinks James Bond is named Robert Solace. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde, the regular crew. We had to take a week off. Timing just didn't work out right, but we've got 2 weeks of preseason news to go over. We're going to play a little game of Does It Matter? And finally, the much ballyhooed Chopped or Unk will be finishing up the episode. Mike, how is your day going? Rafi Devers hit a home run today. That's all I know.
He did. Third game in a row, in fact. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really on a heater, but it's a good thing that's all you know, because the Giants were up 6 runs in the 9th inning and ended up losing.
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the Giants, Mike. Whatever they do, it's none of my business. They're bad. Here's what I do know. Rafi Devers is on my fantasy team. That's all I know. So yeah, if he hits a dinger, I'm like, nice. To the Reds?
The Reds.
Come on, man. Oh, Rafi's going to hit 30 home runs. He's going to break the streak, Mike. We did it.
Yep, he's at 29. Streak was broken last year with Willy Adames, so...
Willy Adames hit 30 last year?
He did.
Oh, I thought he only hit like 28 or 29. Never mind.
But yeah, 2 years in a row, though. So
yeah, let's do it. Let's go. Walker, how are the Tigers doing?
Not good.
Yeah, we all suck.
Really bad. They have one of the historically worst ever Pythagorean win underperformances right now.
Ooh.
That's because we have a +70 run differential and we're 9 games under 500.
Hell yeah. That's some real nerd shit right there.
Extremely normal baseball team that's not frustrating at all.
No. I know a lot about my teams not being frustrating, okay? In the last 3 months, I definitely haven't had my team be a bunch of chud losers. My other team get sued for sexual harassment, and the owner of my third team get arrested for solicitation. Definitely very normal and cool to be a fan of the Giants, Kings, and Niners.
Absolutely.
Normal and cool. All right,
Jeff about to become the world's second most foremost Sacramento River Cats fan.
me and Mike, baby. All right, let's get into it. We're gonna go through all 32 teams. Some of these are gonna be news items, some of these are gonna be preseason performances, because some teams, like the Lions, Walker, they don't do anything in the preseason.
Oh.
So there is nothing to take from the Lions. Who was it? Who threw the pick six for the Lions?
Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs. I knew it was a backup. And then he had like a 60-yard touchdown run.
Yep.
And I was like, filed all that under. Doesn't matter.
Josh right. Dobbs doing funny shit in the preseason for years and years.
Astronaut, baby. That's 49ers legend, Josh Dobbs.
Has he ever played for the Colts?
Do we have a trifecta?
Yeah. No, damn.
Well, forget it. Josh Dobbs, come on the podcast. Mike, you're not allowed.
Right, only players who have played for all three of our teams. So Amir Abdullah.
That's right. All right. So, all right. Josh Dobbs has played for 6 teams. 7 if you count the Lions. So he's played for 6 teams. Can you name all 6 teams?
Probably not, but I'll try. Okay. Obviously the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Correct.
I want to say the New York Giants.
Nope.
Damn. Well, there you go. I don't know then.
Mike, there's 3 more. They are all in the AFC.
All in the AFC. Jacksonville.
Nope. Wrong.
New England.
Correct. One of these teams he started two games for, one of these teams he started zero games for, but he threw 17 passes.
So I think I know one of them.
I have no idea.
Walker?
Tennessee Titans.
Correct. And the last team? The team that drafted him or signed him off of free agency. The first team he played for.
Cleveland?
Same division.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
No, Walker, Pittsburgh.
The city. The city's fine. The city's fine.
S-S-Berg. Their color is yellow, like Pitts. True.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go through all teams, and they are alphabetical by team, which means we start with my beloved San Francisco 49ers. I have my notes here. It says Dejon Stribling, Dejon Stribling, Dejon Stribling, Dejon Stribling, Dejon Stribling, Dejon Stribling, Dejon Stribling. 11 targets, 13 catches, 109 yards so far in the preseason. Was targeted on 5 of 7 routes in week 2 of preseason. Currently, per 4-for-4 ADP, Dejon Stribling has... he has 117 off the board, wide receiver 49 overall. How down by old data? If you look at Fantrax, FFPC, and Yahoo Drafters, which is the website, I'm not saying Yahoo Drafters, he is top 100 on those sites. So, Dejon Stribling, does his preseason breakout matter?
No. And I'm very surprised that so many people are saying it does.
No. Let's expand on that point. Also, by the way, he has gone from being a second round dynasty pick to a first round dynasty pick because people are trying to find anything
in this the back end of that first round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... The college career was very underwhelming everywhere he went. I get that they drafted him to basically be the Jawan Jennings replacement, but I don't foresee his role being very big in that offense. Everybody's forgetting that George Kittle's probably gonna be back week 2. Mm-hmm. They're gonna run some 2 tight end stuff with Tonjes as well. McCaffrey's gonna get a million targets. Mike Evans is going to be the wide receiver 1. Like, best case scenario, he is a, like, medium to low volume wide receiver 2 in a pretty good offense. And having never seen it before at any level, I don't trust him in the top 50 receivers.
Oh, top 50. Wow. My thought on it is that they need somebody to do the Ricky Pearsall stuff. He can do the Ricky Pearsall stuff. He's not as good of a route runner. I did comp him to Romeo Doubs, so a little bit further downfield. He'll block his ass off, so I think he'll be on the field a lot. But you hit the nail on the head insofar as Mike Evans, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. Those are your guys. But 30, 32, 30. I think that he is... relevant to draft as a stash because the moment one of those guys get hurt, he's going to move up the pecking order and get 5 to 7 targets a game. And I think that that's something that you can build off of, especially if he ends up in that 7 target range. That's my thought on it. I'm not like rushing out to get him, but perfect example in FA and Friends during the draft, Rala Dalla, shout out. We did a trade for Amari and Hampton, and he was like, hey, do you want this first rounder? Dejon Stribling's on the board. And I was like, I'll take a first rounder next year. Like, sight unseen, I took a 2027 first rounder over to Dejon Stribling in this trade. So.
Yeah, and I think that's the right decision.
Yeah. Mike, what are your thoughts on Stribbles?
I think it does matter.
Ooh, let's hear it.
You're looking at... the wide receiver core of the 49ers, and you're looking at Mike Evans, who's had what, 3 injuries so far?
Look, we don't talk about it. They don't count. It's preseason. Injuries don't count in preseason.
Plus, the, on top of the fact, he's what, 31, 32?
He's 30. I think he turns 31 during the season.
Okay. And then you have Christian Kirk, who's what?
Oh, my God. He's 33. Never mind.
And then you have Deebo Samuel, who's at the end of his career as well. And then you need, as you mentioned with Ricky Pearsall, you need someone to step up into that role and perform. And he, as a second rounder, he's shown that maybe he could have been a first rounder so far this preseason. So he's the only one that's showing up so far this camp. And, you know, I like it. I think that he's definitely putting his name on the map.
Okay. So he's going in the range of these. Oh, my God. Jordan Tyson has plummeted. Jordan Tyson is wide receiver 51. We'll be talking about him in a little bit. DeJean Stribling or Casey Concepcion?
Stribling.
Stribling.
Stribling or Jacoby Myers, Jacoby Prime?
Jacoby Prime.
Jacoby Prime.
Stribling or Dalton, no, not Dalton Kincaid. Matthew Golden.
Stribling.
Stribling.
Okay. He's going in that same range. Stribling or Jordan Tyson?
Stribling. Tyson's going to be out for 8 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, oh my God, he's plummeted. All right, on to the Bears. Luther Burden suffered a groin injury that the Bears, quote, hope will have him back on the field in week one. Since suffering this injury, Luther Burden is now, oops, I hit the wrong button. My computer turned off. This is all over. No, I'm just kidding. You wouldn't hear me. He's a wide receiver 24, pick 50 off the board. So Luther Burden suffered a groin injury. Bears hope to have him back week one. Does this matter?
I think it does to a point. Okay. I have lowered Burden in my rankings, but not a ton. He went from the like wide receiver 19 range down to wide receiver 22.
Okay, so still in that DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin range, Devontae Adams-ish?
Yeah, so right in between McLaurin and Moore.
Okay, perfect. Mike, does this matter? Luther Burden's groin injury might hold him out into week one.
Nah, I think if he can play in week one, even if he doesn't play in week one, I'm not going to hold too much into it. That's fine. Missing 1 week is typical of almost all starters in the NFL now.
Yeah, they'll miss something a little bit here and there. Okay, perfect. Let's talk about the Bengals. Joe Burrow did not play in week two of the preseason, but in week one, he ran 4 of 5 plays to start the game and 7 of 13 overall from under center. Last season, he ran only 20 of his 284 dropbacks from under center. Does this change in usage matter? Like, do we think this is going to change anything for drafting Joe Burrow?
No, I really don't. I think Burrow is a mid-tier QB1, you know, pretty much no matter what.
Okay. Mike, does this matter?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I agree. All right. The Buffalo Bills. The starters did not play in week two, but Khalil Shakir played on only 8 of 11 first-team snaps, while DJ Moore and Keon Coleman played on all 11 per PFF. By the way, any snap information comes from Nate Yonke. Shout out. I literally cannot do this without him. That man does the yeoman's work on snap stuff for preseason on PFF. So DJ Moore, Keon Coleman played 11 snaps. Khalil Shakir played only 8 of 11 snaps. Some of those were 3 wide receiver. He did rotate in and out. They weren't all slot snaps. Does this matter? Only 8 snaps for Khalil Shakir, who currently has an ADP of wide receiver 55.
I don't think it matters. I still think he'll be a relevant but capped part of the offense.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not too worried about snap share as far as what veterans doing in a preseason game.
Okay. Shakir or Deebo?
Shakir.
Yeah, I go Shakir.
Shakir or Woody Marks?
Shakir.
Shakir.
Shakir or Xavier Worthy?
Shakir.
Shakir.
Oh, wow. Dang Shakira's over here, folks. All right. I think it matters mostly because I don't believe in Khalil Shakir this year. I think DJ Moore eats his lunch and he's not going to have enough targets to be really super relevant. I think he's a solid wide receiver 4. He is a bye week fill in. So, which if you're getting a wide receiver 55, he will return his cost.
That's fair.
So that's fair. That, I'm doing the Akash meme. When I draft a guy at wide receiver 55, he finishes at wide receiver 44.
Hell yeah. We love to see it, folks. We
love to see it.
There's nothing better than that.
For the Broncos, rookie running back Jonah Coleman mixed in with the starters. In 2 weeks, he rushed 7 times for 33 yards and caught 2 passes for 3 yards. Sean Payton said he has seen enough from Jonah Coleman. I don't know if that was parentheses derogatory. But Mike, does this matter that he's mixing in with the starters already?
I do think it matters because you want to see that. I mean, there's definitely a group of running backs there that we hope that's not a 1A, 1B, 1C situation until one of them goes down. But you definitely don't want him to be looking like Caleb Johnson last year with the Steelers.
Yeah. I don't know what that looked like because as far as I know, I've never seen Caleb Johnson. Oh, no, I have because I saw that play where the ball like bounced over his head. I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever seen him in a Steelers uniform. Walker, does this matter?
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
I think Jonah Coleman is going to work his way into the mix, but Sean Payton always uses multiple running backs, and I just think that is going to be a complicated mess until somebody emerges unscathed from the injury bug.
I think that he is a worthy pick at running back 50, especially when you consider RJ Harvey as running back 32, J.K. Dobbins is running back 33, and he seems to be a almost direct backup to both of them. And they are also RJ Harvey and J.K. Dobbins, so they will get hurt.
Yep.
Okay. The Cleveland Browns.
Hmm.
Named Deshaun Watson their quarterback. This happened after I made the notes, but my notes actually say the Browns quarterbacks suck absolute dog shit, real stinky doo doo. Shedeur Sanders was 9 for 11 with 74 yards, a pick, and a touchdown. The bad man was 5 for 12 for 36 yards, 0 touchdowns, and a pick. Shedeur Sanders, 9-11. Just saying, he's 9 of 11, folks. 9/11. Think about it. Does this matter?
No, because they are all bad. And so I don't think it would have. I was expecting Watson to, quote, win, unquote, the quarterback competition regardless. But, yeah, I'm just really not interested in anybody on this offense except Harold Fannin.
Mike?
I agree. It doesn't matter because whoever was named the starting quarterback probably was going to be out of the starting quarterback position in a couple weeks because they suck so bad. So. Yeah, this is going to be a rotunda of quarterbacks.
A gazebo,
if you will.
Every week is just 1 week closer to Taylen Green starting. That's all I'm saying. Y'all like Taysom Hill, but somehow worse. Let's go, baby. Yeah, I think Mike, you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't matter who's the first quarterback because they're both like we're gonna get. Like, I don't know who it's going to be, but between Sanders, Watson, and Dylan Gabriel, we're going to get, like, 8 starts, 4 starts, and 5 starts.
Yeah.
So, and then I think this does, Walker, like you said, make everybody but Harold Fannin unappealing. Casey Concepcion can do the short area stuff. He has been doing the short area stuff in camp, so I guess that puts him over Boston for this year, but I'm not really like going out of my way to get parts of this Browns offense except for Harold Fannin.
Yeah, completely agree.
All right. Emeka Buka, Amiga Big Boo, is missing practice with a toe injury that may or may not be turf toe. Does this matter?
Yeah, especially if it's turf toe. I mean, we don't know, of course, right now, but if it turns out it's turf toe, yes, that matters because I've already stated that I think the breakout for Ekpuka is maybe not going to come this year. And if he's already banged up going into the season, I'm not, yeah, I'm even more reticent to take him anywhere near his ADP.
All right, the reticence is palpable.
Yes.
Mike, does this matter? Emeka Ogbuka missing practice with a toe injury that may or may not be turf toe.
I'm not worried about it until we find out more, but after coming after the second half of last season, you kind of want him to start well, and any really kind of injury really kind of derails that aspect of things. So, it is a little worrisome, but I'm not too concerned until we find out more.
Okay, he's going in the middle of a block of five guys. What are you, damn hamburger? I want to know if you would take any of these or Emeka Ogbuka over any of these guys. Garrett Wilson, yes or no?
No.
No.
T. Higgins.
No.
No.
Teteroa McMillan.
No. No.
Ladd McConkey.
No.
Ooh, let's keep going. Jalen Waddle.
No.
No.
Ooh, damn. I have to keep scrolling down. DJ Moore.
No.
No.
Terry McLaurin?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so Mike's line is Terry McLaurin. Walker, Luther Burden.
No.
Davante Adams.
No.
J-Mo.
No.
Roma Dunze.
Yes.
Okay. I'm starting to get worried. We're about to hit Christian Watson territory.
Yeah, that, well, definitely. But I don't believe in Rome even harder than I don't believe in Ogbuka.
The Gaul over here?
Not a real place.
Byzantium? Folks. Not believing in Rome? Byzantium is Rome, actually, by the way, just so everybody knows. All right, the Arizona Cardinals. Jeremiah Love had 11 carries for 58 yards and three catches for 15 yards, all in the first half of week one of preseason, and he promptly had a high ankle sprain. Cool. Jeremiah Love, high ankle sprain before the season starts because he got too many touches in a meaningless game. Jeremiah Love currently a running back 14 off the board, pick 30. Mike, does this matter?
Yes.
Okay. Are we taking him off the board till we get more information?
Yes, I'm avoiding him altogether. I a couple of episodes ago I said to avoid him.
Yeah.
So now I'm really avoiding him.
All right, Walker, what do you think? Uh-oh. Did we lose Walker?
Am I not coming through?
Oh, now you are. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Walker was going on a tirade about Jeremiah Love. Not safe for work, folks. I had to cut it out.
Jeremiah hate. But yeah, I don't think he's off the board, but I wouldn't take him at pick 30.
Yeah. Maybe round four.
Round four, I think, is where it becomes too high upside to pass, really. But yeah, I mean, he's running back 14, you said?
Yeah.
That's a little risky for me.
Yeah, he's going ahead of Breece Hall and Javonte Williams. I'm slowly becoming Javonte Williams filled. I would take Javonte over Jeremiah Love.
Yeah, I am too. It's concerning.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't, but this is where we are. It says a lot about America that we're getting Jeremiah Love, not Jeremiah Love, Javonte Williams build.
It really does. And folks, you're hearing that more and more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check out my article in
Mike, I loved it. Mike, I loved your, that was perfect.
It says a lot about America that we're drafting, quote unquote, Javonte Williams. All right. Chargers. Not a lot going on here except for Aronde Gadsden has been put through the core of the earth. He played with all the backups week one and zero snaps in the first two drives in week two. Charlie Kohler and David Njoku played on 2/3 of Chargers starter snaps in week two. Do you know how many snaps the starters played in week two? Three.
Oh, well. Things that definitely matter.
Yeah, I'm going to say this matters because if you see TE-LAC, do not draft that man.
Yeah,
putting the big Ghostbuster circle over David Njoku.
No, you can't draft any of those guys. Even if Charlie Kohler is the starter, his ceiling is like tight end 20. It's not happening for any of those guys.
Yeah, you're seeing people online being like, "Oh, Charlie Kohler?" It's like, come on, man. Well, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. Mike, does this matter?
No.
Okay. All right. For the Chiefs, there was a bit of news that came out today about a Kenneth Walker ankle thing, but I guess his shoes were like misfitting, so it caused some irritation in his ankle, and it seems like he's going to be fine. So I'm ignoring that. Here, I'll answer for both of you. That doesn't matter. Cyrus Allen has been the buzz of training camp as he has been producing while running with the ones in practice. Does this matter?
Good point. I think it matters. Rashi Rice is still going to take that role back, but I think that Allen has shown enough to rise ahead of everyone except for Rice, Worthy, and maybe Tyquan Thornton on the receiver depth chart. So if he's, in a fairly high volume passing offense, if he's got trust of Mahomes and he's a borderline top three receiver in the offense already with, their offense is built around two skinny dudes who get hurt all the time. So I think it matters to a point. I don't think you should sprint out to get him in the eighth round or something, but I think at the end of your draft, he's worth a click.
All right, Mike, what do you think? Does this matter?
It's good to see, especially from someone who's drafted in the fifth round. But as Walker said, Rice, Worthy, and Thornton are probably the guys that are going to win the job. And I don't know too much value that going to the third wide receiver, let alone the fourth wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like Chiefs offseason wide receivers are starting to reach like Packers offseason level of wide receivers of like, oh, it's Cyrus Allen, it's Justin Watson. Like, these guys are all Reggie Bagleton to me. Like, I understand, like, he's flashing at camp, and it is an offense that's built around, like, a couple skinny dudes, as you put it, Walker. But yeah. I think if those guys go down, guess what's going to happen? Smash McDoubles. We're getting Smash McDouble doubles, folks. We're going through the roof.
Smash McTriples.
Smash McTriples. I think that it's just, they're just going to go back to what works. I don't know. I'm not falling for the Cyrus Allen stuff. We've seen it. Mecole Hardman, Tyquan Thornton, I think Justin Watson, Cyrus Allen, Jeff Janis.
I really think that Allen is a little bit better player than those guys, but I do, you shouldn't draft him before DeJuan Stripling. No, you shouldn't draft him before Trey Tucker.
No, rest in peace, Jalen Naylor, man. Whew. That man, not great. Not great so far with the Raiders.
Turns out the only guy he knew how to catch passes from was J.J. McCarthy somehow.
Mm. Get on the phone, Tom. Get on the phone, Tom Brady.
trading for J.J. McCarthy. No, we're trading Jalen Naylor back to the Vikings.
Welcome back to hell. All right. Mike, a lot going on here. I'm ignoring the Josh Downs calf injury, like I think I mentioned. Alec Pierce still hasn't practiced and may or may not have gotten a second PRP injection and has been seen with a noticeable limp. Also, Anthony Richardson still sucks. Also, Tyler Warren is hurt. Also, Keenan Allen is there. A lot going on there with the Colts. What of this matters?
None of it. Josh Downs thing, we'll see. As you mentioned, it's supposed to be minor, not a big deal. We'll see. Warren will be back, and in Pierce, they said that it was a scheduled injection, so it's no big deal, and he should be ready for week one.
What? I don't buy that. Mike, I'm calling bullshit.
I'm hoping that's the case. It is kind of, if I was not a fan of the team and not wanting Pierce to play week one, I would probably maybe not wanting, but I'd be definitely speculative of what's going on, because it's definitely weird. But yeah, we'll see what ends up happening. That's the report from the beat writers that Pierce is on track for week one.
Okay. Alec Pierce currently wide receiver 41. I think he's dropped 10. That's like 10 wide receiver spots, I think. Going in the like Stephon Diggs, Jaden Reed range now. Walker, how do you feel about that? It's about pick 100, if that helps.
And this is Pierce?
Yeah.
That seems, I mean, I know he's hurt a little right now, but that seems a bit low. Like, I would feel like he should be probably going slightly higher than that.
What about going at wide receiver 40, who is currently Josh Downs, teammate Josh Downs?
See, now, I'd rather take Downs just because of shorter area targets, more PPR upside, and not as injured right now. I mean, I saw him recently, like, making plays in practice, so I think he's largely fine.
What about former teammate Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver 39, a guy who I've not heard one piece of news about this offseason?
Yeah, because he hasn't been playing. he's had a minor injury. I would probably take both of the Colts guys over Pittman.
Okay. How do we feel about Keenan Allen getting 120 targets again this year?
Yeah.
Not 120, but like 90, probably. He's my wide receiver 51.
90 plus 30. I would just like to point out, I saw a 14-team draft where the guy who's projected to win the league took Keenan Allen, folks. So a huge sleeper there.
Uh-huh.
That would be me. Let's go.
It was indeed Jeff. He was the guy who did that.
It was me in Walker's home league. And the wide receiver run, I was literally like, like J. Jonah Jameson, get me Spider-Man, like pounding the table. Like, that's what I was doing every wide receiver that went. I was like, God damn it. All right. The Commanders. Laremy Tunsil is out for the season. And per Ben Standig, JCM, quote, is flashing enough as a pass catcher to position himself for the largest role in the backfield. Also, nice. Chigakonkwo played on 12 of 14 snaps in the first two drives with the starters in week two. Laremy Tunsil out for the year. JCM catching passes. Chigakonkwo every down player. Does any of this matter?
Laremy Tunsil out for the season. Yes, that makes it riskier to draft Jaden Daniels. JCM showing enough as a pass catcher to stay on the field. Yes, because of Rashad White already being banged up. Nobody else in that backfield knows how to catch passes. So if he can do it at least a little, I think he's a value at his current ADP. Chig, we already knew that.
Yeah, I think if JCM gets like 30 catches this year, I think that's a big win for him. Like almost two a game.
Oh, that would be a huge win. Like, yeah. I would say like if he had 20 catches, I'd be pretty excited.
Okay. Well, he's going to get 20 catches in week one, folks. Mike, what do you feel about Laremy Tunsil out for the year, JCM catching passes, Chigakonkwo when every down player?
Yeah, as far as Tunsil goes, that's a big blow, especially for an offensive line that's really not all that not good anyways. And then with JCM catching passes, I like it. I think that evolves his role even more so. But with Rashad White there, does that make him expendable? I don't see them bringing in Rashad White and just completely ignoring him. So I can see a cap with JCM catching passes.
Have you considered my personal opinions on these players, which are that JCM is good and Rashad White sucks? Have you considered that?
That's true, and I agree with you, except for Rashad White can catch passes. So, that might be a problem there for JCM. And then Chig, I think that's great news for Chig. There's really nobody there at tight end, so if they continue to use the tight end like they use Zach Ertz, that I think Chig is a great play, because I think a lot of people ignore him because he's not very splashy, and he's just sort of there, and you probably can get great value at the tight end position by drafting him.
Yeah, perfect. All right. So my thoughts on the Laremy Tunsil thing, I've been in a position twice where it's been quarterback time. Like, I'm like looking at my team, and both Jaden Daniels and it's been quarterback time, folks. Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts have been on the board, and it's been enough for me to go with Jalen Hurts over Jaden Daniels. Because
I would agree with that.
Yeah. It makes it a lot tougher for me to believe in Jaden Daniels, especially when you consider how much of his passing was built around longer passes to
McLaurin.
Terry McLaurin, thank you. So the thing with JCM is, like, he's running back 37. He's between Jordan Mason and Kenneth Gainwell. I don't know how much higher it would take him. Like, the Chuba falling knife is rapidly approaching him. Chuba running back 35. Which I don't know if that was. Oh yeah, that is in my Panther stuff. I was like, Carolina. We're already on the Commanders, and we didn't talk about Carolina. I was like, oh yeah, team name. Okay, all right. Here's a quote from Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys. Quote: I mean, I'm not into the fantasy world, but yeah, if there's a sleeper, I'm sure it's him. Yeah, he's a guy that's just done everything right since he's been here. I give a lot of credit to the guys who show up every day in the offseason, or the guys hitting me up. Hey, when's the next time you're throwing? And he is the epitome of that. Anytime I had the ball this offseason in Dallas, he was there. He was ready to go. I think that just one shows his mindset. Come on, Dak. And I think that just shows his mindset. It shows the mentality that he worked with this offseason. Obviously, just the chemistry we're able to create in that time has helped us out here well. And so he's playing on fire, and he's doing a hell of a job. This is what Dak Prescott had to say about Brevin Spanford.
What?
Who?
There was no news about the Cowboys.
I was expecting it to be Ryan Flannoy.
No, there's been no Cowboys news. This doesn't matter. All right. Dolphins, two bits of news. One, in the first preseason game, Caleb Douglas and Devon Achane were the only two skill position players to play every snap with Malik Willis. In week two, Tutu Atwell and Jalen Tolbert looked like shit. Does this matter?
Honestly, I think not much of it matters, because we knew Jalen Tolbert and Tutu Atwell sucked. Caleb Douglas is still not going to be relevant year one. I'm sorry. Even if he plays a lot of snaps, it's for a Malik Willis led offense that's not going to be very fruitful down the field. And we knew Devon Achane was going to be the entire offense. So not much news there for me.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree with Walker.
All right. Bonus news. Chris Bell has shed his non-contact jersey and is going to play in the third preseason game.
Oh,
third round rookie, Chris Bell.
Well, I'm not interested, because he's more talented, but he hasn't had a chance to build up any trust with the coaches yet, so I still don't think he'll play early in the season. But that's somebody to watch out for at the first sign of him starting to play more, maybe like a sneaky waiver pickup.
Oh, you know who's going to be on that sub 50% roster list, like, every week till he does something. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Does Chris Bell shedding the non-contact jersey matter?
I like to see what he can do. Okay. So, yeah, I think it matters a little bit.
Cool. Yeah. For those who don't know, Chris Bell, rookie wide receiver, tore his ACL last year. So we weren't sure if he was going to start the season playing. So he's going to start in the third preseason game or play in the third preseason game. And he is, you can light him up. You can take his head clean off. All right. For the Eagles, Cole Payton led the team in rushing and passing in week one. My king, my king.
Does not matter. No. Yeah.
No, this is another team that has nothing going on this offseason. So unless you want to talk about Nick Sirianni is doing AI slop at his team.
He is doing that, but no, I don't want to talk about that.
All right, Mike, does Cole Payton leading the team in rushing and passing week one matter?
No.
Mike King, I still think it's very funny that an Eagles fan blocked me on Blue Sky because I was like, throw over the middle and dethrone that fraud, King. And they blocked me for it.
That is, I mean, it's a really funny bit that you were doing, in my opinion.
All right, the Atlanta Falcons, they ate shit with Tua under center really badly in week one. 24 yards over 8 plays and 2 drives. None of the starters played in week two, but Bijan and Drake London combined for just 2 snaps, which I think I know why the team sucked shit in week one. Does this matter?
Apparently, according to Sleeper, it matters for Jack Strand.
Ooh. Jack Strandhive, rise up.
Yep. I'm not a member of that. I think I expected Tua to suck. Mike Penis is still not playing. Sorry, I can't believe I made myself laugh at that. But It's going to be gross. It's going to be Bijan. And like I've been kind of out on Drake London at price all year because I just don't think this offense is going to be any good other than Bijan.
Yeah, I think that we were talking on the auction little mini series thing we're doing yesterday about, like, I would rather Nico and Justin Jefferson than Drake London at this point.
Oh yeah, easily. I'd rather both Cowboys receivers than Drake London.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I'd rather Chris Olave than Drake London.
That's bad.
No, I think that's correct.
Ooh. Well, I forgot. You love Tyler Shuh.
I also really like Chris Olave, and he's the only show in town in the receiver room again.
Mike, how do you feel about the Falcons sucking shit?
They're going to suck shit out of a vacuum.
Woo! That's gross. That's nasty. If you picture that, I encourage everybody to picture that. It's really nasty if you think about it for like a split second. It's like, yeah, it's like spinning right around in the...
It extremely is. It's not what you want to see.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. The New York Football Giants signed Najee Harris after Tyrone Tracy may have almost gotten Jackson Dart killed.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it matters that Tyrone Tracy is losing the trust of the coaches because he's probably not going to be the primary backup anymore. But even when Scadaboo misses games this season, it's just going to be a huge mess of a bunch of veterans who don't have it anymore. So I ultimately doesn't really matter.
All right, Mike.
I think it's cool that Devin Singletary still has a job.
Oh man. Watching the Dolphins and Giants game. And it's like, it's Jameis throwing to OBJ and handing off to Devin Singletary. I'm like, fam, who wants to take over this orphan that was abandoned in 2018?
Real.
Oh, all right. The Jags. The starters have not played it down, but at practice, Bashal Fartin is primarily working between the 20s. Chris Rodriguez is getting red zone work, and LaQuint Allen is the third down back, though he is currently down with a minor injury. Does this matter?
No, that's exactly what I what everybody's been saying, right? But except for the Bashal Tutin stands, which don't go in there.
Couldn't be us.
No. It's gonna be a lot like the Bucks offense when Liam Cohen was there, where it was Bucky between the 20s, Sean Tucker on the goal line, Rashad White on third downs. That's what he likes to do. He doesn't give a shit about the running back position except for specific roles. You know, he wants to be a pass heavy, you know, slinging around speed in space style offense. And it worked last year, so I don't see why it won't continue to work at least pretty well.
All right, Mike, does this matter?
No. No.
Because we already knew this?
We already knew this, and like Walker said, they're all segmented into different specialty roles, so they're all going to suck.
Okay. Bashal Fartin. Let's take a guess. What round do you think Bashal Tutin's currently going in?
5.
I'd say 4.
It's depending on where you draft. In best balls, he is a round 4 pick. That's, at the end of round 4. Everywhere else, disgusting. He's round 5.
That's still disgusting.
It is nasty. What a waste of a pick.
I wouldn't take Bashal Tutin until probably round 9.
I wouldn't take Bashal Tutin with your fantasy team.
That's right.
I mean, it's like Bashal Tutin or Jameson Williams. Come on, bro. What are we doing?
It's so like, funny to so funny to consider the person who would take Bashal Tutin there.
Like, we have lost the damn plot.
What is the upside case? Like, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Is Bashal Tutin going to score 18 touchdowns? No.
Is Jameson Williams? Maybe.
He might. Jameson Williams could have, like, 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He won't, but he could.
He won't, but he could. A guy who could have 15 touchdowns. Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
He's going
before Joe Burrow. Drake May.
Come on.
Pull your head out of your ass. Okay. Oh, where am I? Jags. Jets. Breece Hall left practice with a non-contact groin injury. He pulled his dick. Expected to be out 2 to 3 weeks, but ready for week 1. Does this matter?
Mike? Non-contact groin injury is so funny to me. Just his ex voodoo dolling him.
Yeah, non-contact groin. Does this matter, Mike? Groin? Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
Groin? Depends on how severe it is, but do we know how severe it is?
I expect it to be out 2 to 3 weeks and ready for week 1.
Oh, no, then it doesn't matter.
Okay. Walker.
No, it doesn't matter. I was already out on Breece Hall anyway.
Okay, Mason Taylor was targeted on 3 of 12 first-team passes in the first 2 weeks. Kenyan Sadiq is yet to practice, coming back from a sports hernia surgery. Does this matter?
The Mason Taylor bit? No. The Kenyan Sadiq bit? Yes. He should probably not be drafted right now.
Correct. Mike?
Yeah, I agree with Walker. A rookie, you want to get involved, especially in preseason.
Yeah.
See what they can do without him playing and being injured. That's just going to put him way behind.
Yeah, if you took him in a rookie draft, just go ahead and throw him on your taxi squad right now. You're not going to need him this year.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, Lions, another team that's doing nothing, but Cade Mays broke his wrist and will miss 8 to 10 weeks. Lions OC, that's offensive coordinator center. Walker, as the resident Lions fan, does this matter?
No, it actually does not matter because we have Juice Scruggs, who Houston just threw into the David Montgomery trade for some reason, despite the fact that he has experience starting at all three of the interior line positions. We should be fine at center. I mean, I'm not saying Scruggs is fantastic, but he's fine. We should be fine until Mays comes back, and I really don't think it's going to affect the offense much at all.
All right, Mike, I'm not going to ask you because this was a question specifically for Walker.
For Walker, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, like I'm going to disagree with Walker on his own team.
Yeah, right? On the Lions, yeah. I wouldn't
Lions minutia.
Yeah. All right. For the Packers, Jaden Reed was the only Packers starter to get multiple targets in week one and receive the only Jordan Love end zone target. In week two, he did not play. And Christian Watson had 3 of 6 Jordan Love pass attempts. Matthew Golden, I don't know who you are. Does this matter?
For people who are drafting Matthew Golden, yeah, because you shouldn't be doing that. I do think Jaden Reed will be the number one receiver in fantasy points for the Packers this season. But that still is probably like a fringe wide receiver 3. So this team just doesn't throw the ball that much. So I'm not really thinking there's a huge upside case for any of these guys. Don't draft Christian Watson or Matthew Golden at their price. Reed is a decent value, maybe a round earlier than what he's going.
Mike, does this matter?
No. I do think it's funny that the Packers finally drafted a wide receiver in round one, and he's probably going to end up being a bust.
Yeah, he sucks. Yeah, I'll take Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed going only a round before Matthew Golden.
That's unbelievable. He should be going at least 3 rounds above Matthew Golden.
That's right. He should be going in the 6th round. Oh, no, Matthew really. Golden should be lower. Okay, never mind.
Yes.
All right. Panthers, Chuba Hubbard suffered a hamstring injury to put the beginning of his season in doubt. And per Nate Yonke on PFF, on 10 first team snaps, Jonathan Brooks played in every situation but third and long. In 2 games with this is per Jeff Crisco of Football Absurdity. Through 2 games with the starters, tight ends have a 40% target share with the Panthers. Do either of these things matter? Chuba,
I think Chuba, I think Chuba being banged up matters mostly in that I don't think you should take any Panthers running back at all. I think you should completely avoid that situation.
Oh, Mike, what do you think? Out on Jonathan Brooks?
I'm not out on Brooks. He's doing pretty well in camp. It's going to take a bit probably for him to beat out Chuba Hubbard, but as a late round dart throw, I'll take Brooks.
Here's the problem. Jonathan Brooks is a round 7 pick.
Right. Now, what do you mean? His ADP is not round 7.
Pick 77 off the board, 705 in 12 team leagues. RB 29 off the board before Tony Pollard.
Yep.
Brooks?
Yep.
Yes.
Hasn't played it down in the NFL, and he's RB29.
He's played a few. Hasn't he? He's played like 7 downs.
I don't know.
Let's find out. Mike, now how do you feel about him?
No, I don't like it. Okay.
Mike's out.
Yeah, screw that.
All right. Hold on. Jonathan Brooks has played 23 downs, Mike. You are disrespecting Jonathan Brooks.
He played 23 times. He was on the field and not dead.
He has played almost a half of football in his 2 seasons in the NFL.
And yes, he's going ahead of Tony Pollard. He's going ahead of Jordan Mason. He's going ahead of Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. He's going ahead of Blake Corum. It doesn't make any sense.
He's going ahead of J.K. Dobbins.
Shit right there.
Yeah, he's going ahead of Rico Dudu.
What?
Yeah.
This is unacceptable. I need to talk to someone.
Do you want me to put you on the phone with Matthew Berry, the CEO of Fantasy Football?
Yeah. You got to get me. Got to get me a meeting with that guy.
I need to talk to Fantasy Football's manager. All right. Patriots per Chad Graff of The Athletic on training camp. Quote: Running back Travion Henderson. It's looked a bit like last season. Big explosive plays, but just enough mistakes in pass protection that it feels like a risk to use him on 3rd downs. Travion Henderson is currently RB 25. Pick 5.11 off the board. Ramondre Stevenson is RB 27. Pick 608 off the board. Does this matter?
Yes, I think those ADPs should be flipped.
Mike, should those ADPs be flipped?
Sure.
I know. I say no, because Travion should be even lower.
Even lower. Yeah, no, he's flipped. Very risky.
Yeah, he's incredibly risky. He's like a boom-bust RB3. And the ADP has actually been slipping for him because people are taking Basil Tootin over him. Jeez. I just realized that's the guy who was shunted for Basil Tootin.
Two guys you should not draft.
Bucky at RB23. Come on.
We're talking the RB dead zone right now.
Yeah, this is the freaking the deadest of zones. Yeah, the graveyard. They're pushing daisies, folks. Mike, does this Travion Henderson thing matter?
I don't want to say yes because it's only preseason and anything can happen, but it doesn't look good.
That's right. Mike says he's ugly.
You ugly.
All right. The Rams. Puka Nacua. All right. I wrote this last week. Puka Nacua is currently sidelined with a groin injury, but hopes to be back to practice next week. I updated it yesterday too. Puka Nacua is currently sidelined with a groin injury and hopes to be back at practice next week. Also, he might start the season suspended for the best parentheses ever, anti-Semitism / biting.
Biting.
He got drunk and like nibbled on some girl or something. I don't know, man.
Jeez.
I have the dumbest wide receiver room, okay, in my home dynasty league. I have Puka and MAGA Ross St. Brown. It's terrible. It's the pseudo-ages that later that night, inside a Sprinter van, Nacua bit Atiabi on the shoulder and bit her friend's thumb hard enough to cause acute pain.
Jeez.
God's sake.
This man is dumb as hell. All right. Does this matter? Should we push Puka behind JSN?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Behind Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Behind CD Lamb?
No. Yeah.
That's where I draw the line. Behind Justin Jefferson?
No.
No.
Okay. So basically you're moving.
But no.
Yeah. You're moving him down, but not out of the first round.
No, he's my wide receiver 4, pick 7 overall.
Wait, wide receiver 4? Oh, yeah, no, Jamar. I'm dumb.
Jamar Chase exists?
Yeah, no, I'm because I was looking at this list and I was like, JSN. I was like, JSN, Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Christian McCaffrey. I don't know why Christian McCaffrey in my head was a wide receiver. That's why I was like, I was so confused there. Okay. Mike, does this push him out of the first round for you or just kind of push him down in the first round?
If anything, pushes him down a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I can't take him behind CeeDee Lamb, especially because I have my own problems with CeeDee Lamb this season. All right. For the Ravens, Jacoby Lane caught a touchdown after being compared to Michael Slant Boy Thomas. But in practice, and also Rashad Bateman is a huge piece of shit. Does this matter?
Yeah.
I think Lane could take over Rashad Bateman's wide receiver 2 role. The problem is that role will get you to be like wide receiver 60 at the end of the season. So no, it doesn't matter.
I think he has wide receiver 50 upside.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Mike, you said doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
The Saints. Alvin Kamara is out for a month and Jordan Tyson is out for 2. I mentioned earlier, Jordan Tyson is now wide receiver 51, and who cares about Alvin Kamara? He was not draftable before this.
Yep. Agreed. Don't draft Jordan Tyson until right at the end of the draft. And don't draft Kamara at all.
Mike, do you concur?
Yeah, you want to say from Kamara, he's definitely done, and Tyson's out for 2 months. So,
yeah. Jordan Tyson currently a round 11 pick, which to that I say, sure. Yeah. Choosing between Jordan Tyson and Romeo Doubs.
Yeah, I'd probably take Doubs, but whatever.
At that point, I'm taking a guy who might, who can just chill on my bench and see what happens. But it is a hamstring injury. It is a thing that kind of can linger. So I don't know. All right. To the Seattle Seahawks, another team that not much is happening on. Elijah Arroyo led the team in targets, yards, and touchdowns in week two with four targets for 50 yards and a touchdown. Does this matter?
No.
No.
I think it's sneaky might. No. I think he might. I think the man might have some blob consideration. Don't draft him, though. Just, I liked Arroyo last year. Just put a pin in it. Put a pin in it.
Jeff's doing this because he knows I like AJ Barner.
Put a pin. They play different. Okay, first of all, they're different. They're different.
AJ, here's my thing. AJ Barner is better at both catching passes and blocking than Elijah Arroyo is.
That's fine, but Elijah Arroyo is it like he's? Remember we were talking about him last year. He's a downfield guy. They have no wide receiver too. They have 90-year-old Cooper Kupp and a return man.
Rashid Shaheed is good at going downfield. Come on, man.
He's okay. Let me put it a different way. Elijah Arroyo is a seam stretcher.
Sure.
That's not what the Rashid Shaheed is an outside downfield guy. So they would work different parts of the field.
Okay, man.
I'm just saying. I said he has the blob upside. Please let me say he has tight end 17 upside.
No, he doesn't.
All right, top 12, AJ Barner.
AJ Barner, tight end 14. Thank you. Oh, Juwan Johnson's in my top 12 now.
Yes, let's go. This doesn't matter. DK Metcalf and Michael Pittman didn't play for the Steelers in week one, but Jeremy Bernard had four catches for 51 yards. All came with the quote-unquote starters, a.k.a. Mason Rudolph. In week two, Rico Dowdle played 10 snaps and Jaylen Warren played 9. Do either of these things matter?
The running back thing, no, we knew that was going to be the case. Yeah. I think Jeremy getting more work with the ones is good, but I still don't think he's going to be relevant for fantasy this year.
Mike, what do you think? Jeremy Bernard relevant this year?
No, I mean, we're talking about the third wide receiver on a running team, so. No.
Yep.
What if I said he had tight end 17 upside? When I draft Jeremy Bernard at wide receiver 16, he finishes as wide receiver 44, folks. All right, for the Houston Texans, Jaden Higgins is out for the season with a torn ACL, and Kayshon Ass, I'm sorry, Booty, is a Texan. Sneaky Kayshon Booty?
No.
What?
No, I'd rather. I mean, if I'm going to take a shot on somebody, I'd rather take a shot on Jalen Noel. But
okay.
I'm not taking a shot on any of the, you know what I'm doing? I'm moving Nico Collins up in my rankings.
Yeah. Nico Collins remember the tired meme. Is this good for Amon-Ra St. Brown? Is this good for Nico Collins?
Yeah. Every piece of Texans news. Is this good for Nico Collins?
Yes. All right, Mike, what do you think? Jaden Higgins out for the season and Kayshon Booty is a Texan. Does this matter?
No.
All right. Perfect. For the Titans. Oh boy, the Titans. Per Zachary Kruger of RotoWorld, in week one, Cam Ward completed 41.7% of his passes. He had a 2.6 ADOT, and on the passes he completed, he had a 0.2 ADOT. He dropped back 12 times and took 3 sacks. And also per Zach Kruger, in a follow-up skeet, in week two, per True Media, Cam Ward upped his ADOT on completed passes to 1.2 yards this preseason. Does this matter? Not for Cam Ward. Does this matter for Carnell Tate bag holders?
Yes. Folks, Brian Daboll is going to be funneling Daboll to Wandale Robinson.
Mike, do you know of a podcast that has been telling folks to draft Wandale Robinson and not Carnell Tate?
Let me see. Yeah, I think there is one.
I think you might be listening to it right now.
I think you might be.
This is exactly what we said was going to happen. So everybody else, suck it.
Yeah, seconding Jeff's suck it.
All right, for the Vikings to finish out, does it matter? Kyler Murray is the starter. JJ McCarthy is ass.
Yep.
Does this matter?
It's better for the Vikings weapons by a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do feel a little bit better about Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I mean, I have Justin Jefferson wide receiver 5 because he's Justin Jefferson, but like I'm not super excited. Like, it's a clear tier break after Puka, so
yeah.
I think Kyler is probably not going to throw many touchdowns because he never does, but he will keep the offense moving a lot better than JJ would have.
We're gonna reach the unstoppable force versus the immovable object, which is Kevin O'Connell only throwing in the red zone and Kyler Murray never throwing in the red zone.
Yes. Kyler Murray with the highest scramble rate in the red zone of all time.
Yeah. Mike, does Kyler Murray being named the starter matter?
I think it matters to Justin Jefferson. Yeah, as far as Kyler Murray's value, it probably goes up a little bit because he's named the starter, but other than that, no.
Okay. Yeah, I think it made me feel better about Justin Jefferson. I figured Kyler was going to be the starter the whole time because I've seen JJ McCarthy play football and I've seen Kyler Murray play football, and like I wasn't excited about either of them, but I know which one is better. Yes. So I figured that was going to happen, but like in the back of my mind, I was like, what if Kevin O'Connell does something really stupid? And, I'm happy to say he didn't do anything stupid. And, folks, JJ McCarthy is currently, battling for the backup quarterback role with, Carson Wentz.
And that's good.
That's good. That's what you're going for. That's what you're going for, folks. All right. I have a quick game here. It's called Chop Drunk, and then we'll be done with the episode. I have 3 players at each position. They are among the oldest at their position in the league, and I need to know, are they chopped or are they just unk? All right. We have the oldest quarterback in the league, Aaron Rodgers, at 42 years old. Last season, completed 327 of 498 pass attempts, 3,322 yards, 24 touchdowns, 7 picks. Is he chopped or is he unk?
Oh, he's chopped.
Yeah, he's definitely chopped.
He is chopped. The second oldest relevant quarterback. I'm not doing Joe Flacco, okay? He's a backup. Starting for your Las Vegas Raiders, Kirkthalamu Cousins last year completed 166 of his 269 pass attempts for 1,721 yards, 10 touchdowns, and 5 picks. He is currently the starter for the Raiders. Fernando Mendoza is better. Is he chopped or is he just unk? Walker?
Staff? This one?
No, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Oh, he's chopped. His foot could be chopped off.
All right. Speaking of Matthew Stafford, the third oldest starting quarterback.
Let's go.
Matthew Stafford, your reigning MVP, completed 388 of 597 pass attempts last year for 4,707 yards, 46 touchdowns, and 8 picks. Is he chopped or is he just unk?
He's just unk. He's going in the immortal chamber, getting his shit sucked clean right off. and he's going to be just fine.
All right. Mike, is he chopped or is he unk?
He's unk for one more year.
He's just unk. Also, he's currently quarterback 12 by ADP. I've been saying it.
It's he's been correct, moving up the folks. Board. It's correct. He should be a back-end QB1.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to running backs. We've got Derrick Henry, folks. You can just say it.
Unk.
He's just unk. Mike?
He's unk.
322 touches, 1,745 yards, 16 touchdowns. He is still a top 12 running back for fantasy football, despite not catching any passes. He is just unk. And another running back who's 32 years old, Aaron Jones, 160 touches, 747 yards, 3 touchdowns last year. Chopped or unk?
Chopped.
Walker? Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Oh, Walker!
Chopped.
Go with your gut. Go with your heart.
Chopped.
Call him Ted Allen, folks, because he's chopped.
Well, Ted Allen's not the one who gets chopped.
Call him call Walker Scott Conant, because he is
he's doing the chopping.
He's doing the chopping. All right. Christian McCaffrey, 30 years old. 413 touches, 2,126 yards, 17 touchdowns, chopped or unk?
Unk.
He's unk. He could become chopped with one more serious injury, but he's still unk for now.
I'm calling him chunk, folks.
Chunk, ooh boy.
He's half chopped, half unk. He's like me. all right, wide receiver. We got three guys here. We've got Davante Adams, 34 years old, caught 60 of 114 passes last year for only 789 yards, but 14 touchdowns, led the league in end zone opportunities with 27 targets. Chopped or unk Davante Adams?
Chopped.
Chopped. Walker?
He's chunk.
He's chunk. I think he's chunk. I think he's unk, honestly. I think if he's the... Rams are like, this is what you're going to do. You're going to be the best short area, like, juker in the league, and you're just going to get wide open, and we're just going to run fades to you in the end zone constantly, and you're going to catch them because you're Davante Adams. So,
yeah, I think that will continue to work. But, yeah, because the catch percentage sucks, and he can't really do anything else anymore except, like, run a quick route and be an insanely good end zone target, but he is still really good at those two things, and so they'll be smart enough to keep him in that role.
All right, so chunk, and Mike, you said chopped.
Yeah, I think he's chopped.
All right, Stephon Diggs, 33 years old, last year caught 85 of 102 targets for 1,013 yards. I did not know he's a 1,000 yard receiver last year, and 4 touchdowns. Currently on your Washington Commanders, Stephon Diggs, chopped or unk?
Chopped.
He's mincemeat.
Damn. Mike said mincemeat. Chopped. Get him out of here. And then the third oldest somewhat fantasy relevant wide receiver in the league. Hate to say it, folks. Cooper Kupp, 33 years old. 47 of 70 targets last year for 593 yards, 2 touchdowns. Folks, he's chopped. It's all over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's chopped. He's chopped up 100%. It's Julienne.
Ooh, Julienne. All right, we've got the league's only billionaire net worth, parentheses, including his wife, Travis Kelce at 37 years old. Caught 76 of 108 targets last year, 851 yards, 5 touchdowns, smash McDoubles himself. Is Travis Kelce chopped or unk?
That's a chunky McDouble.
Yeah, I think definitely a chunky.
I think he is currently unk, but he is on chunk alert or chopped alert.
Yeah, like he's
the guy in front of Scott Conant.
Yeah, eventually he's gonna, like, the smash McDouble is gonna fall out of his pocket eventually. But for now, it's hanging on by a thread.
All right. This second guy I put on the list, thinking, oh, he did get signed. That's right. 34 years old. Played 9 games last year, caught 24 passes, 283 yards, 6 touchdowns. Mr. Kelce Plum himself, former Darren Waller, chopped or unk?
Chopped.
Yeah, he's definitely chumped. Chumped.
Chumped.
This guy's chumped.
Chumped. I'm going to tell him you said that.
No,
I was like, Darren, we were playing chopped or unk, and Mike called you a chump, just so you know.
No.
All right. No, he's chopped. He was like a weird fever dream of Mike McDaniel last year.
Yeah.
And now he's on the, can you name what team he's on?
Carolina Panthers.
Did I say that?
I don't remember.
I saw it. I don't think you did,
honestly, but I've seen it as well.
All right. Mike, chopped or unk? Darren Waller, he's chumped. That's right. Last guy. There was a bit of 49ers news that I didn't mention because he was coming up. George Kittle. He is off of PUP. Last season, he only played in 11 games. He got 57 of 69 targets. Nice. For 628 yards, 7 touchdowns. Is he chopped or is he just unk?
he's just Unk. Unfortunately, Unk is always, he's creaking. You know,
he is creaking.
His joints are not so good anymore, but Unk still got it.
Oh, that man makes a noise when he stands up. One of those.
Yeah.
All right. That is Chopped or Unk, folks. So we'll be back next week to discuss something or other. We're just going to run back Chopped or Unk again, just with increasingly young people. It'll be like Travion Henderson, Chopped or Unk. It's like he's like 24. What are we doing? All right. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.